Blog Talk Radio.
3, 2, 1. Disney Plus has a royal fantasy flick on tap next month. Indeed, the title is Secret Society of Second Born Royals. Executive producer Zan Devine joins me next from Toronto, Canada. We kicked off last week's episode with a TV series maker whose new pilot received play at the first virtual American Black Film Festival. It turned out there was at least one more ABFF TV pilot unspooled this week. Frederick Douglass Boulevard. And we'll meet creator and producer Washington Kirk here in New York later this hour. Also ahead, some tune moves at WB, Nicolas Cage, TV producer, and our new classic trivia winner. Hello, everyone. I'm Simon Applebaum, simulcasting live from New York on Blog Talk Radio, Spreaker, and Tuner Radio, and present on the iHeartRadio Podcast Network. This just in, tomorrow we televise. Brought to you by Audible.com, the lead provider of spoken audio entertainment information that will transform the way you hear the world. Listen to audiobooks whenever and wherever you want. Get one free audiobook when you sign up for a 30-day trial at audibletrial.com/televised. More details later in our program. Happy to have you aboard on this Friday afternoon edition of the program about TV's current and future. 85 degrees in the top of the hour. Got a good pair of guests coming your way in the hour ahead, and we invite you to be part of the program. It's so simple. Pick up the phone, dial in, use this number, 646-652-2906. That's 646-652-2906. The number is good anyway. You're catching us across the country or around the globe here on Blog Talk Radio, Speaker, and TuneIn Radio. Shy about using phones? No problem. Use our chat room. It's available to you right now. SimonApple04, and you'll find it at our homepage, blogtalkradio.com/televised. It's SimonApple04. And while the program is on the air, you can connect others by using Facebook Timeline. Click on the Facebook icon on your Blog Talk or speaker screen. Follow the instructions. Other people can be live with you. Zan Devine from Disney Plus and Disney Channel joins us live from Toronto, Canada, after these news notes. Reorganization time for Warner Brothers Toon Activities. Cartoon Network Studios chief Rob Storcher is departing, and his WB division will now join forces with Warner Brothers Animation, headed by longtime president Sam Register. As Register oversees both operations, Storcher will turn producer of both Toon and live-action content for Warner Brothers Television. He'll also relinquish filming duty at Cartoon Network, that's the cable network, and to determine consequences for that service and SisterNet Adult Swim. Actor Nicolas Cage is all set to executive produce High Fire, a fantasy series set in Louisiana's Bayou region. Cage also will voice the title character, a swamp-based dragon with a fixation on TV and vodka. That's something to check out. MGM United Arts Television, is backing High Fire. Separately, Cage will participate in a Tiger King drama organized by CBS Television Studios. That is different from the Joe Exotic series announced earlier this week that Kate McKinnon will do for NBC, USA Network, and Peacock. One quickie before we get to our first guest. ABC will go forward with miniseries Women of the Movement, dealing with the Emmett Till case from the standpoint of his mother. And that is news notes for today. Our first guest today spans both TV and film. She's had great credits in both. One of her credits for Disney Channel, The Kim Possible Movie. One of her credits for the movies, the Oscar-nominated I, Tonya, among others. Now she's involved with a Disney Channel film as executive producer called Spin. But before that, she has a Disney Plus movie coming out called Secret Society of Second Born Royals on September 25th. Joining the side from Toronto, Canada, Zan Devine. Zan, welcome in.
Thanks. Very nice to be here. Thanks, Simon.
It's a pleasure. Zan, first of all, before we get to your work for Disney Plus and Disney Channel, how is the TV scene up in Toronto? I know that in Canada, Vancouver's getting back up to speed. Montreal is too. How is Toronto doing?
Same as the others. We are back up to speed. In fact, I'm here now prepping a movie, another movie for Disney Channel, and we're going to start shooting in 4 weeks. So we're excited to be back to work.
Is that movie Spin?
Yes, it is.
So talk about that, because I've heard about the concept, and it looks like it's going to be sensational and very special.
Yes, we're super excited. It's about a young girl, a young Indian girl who works at the family restaurant with her dad and her Bollywood star grandmother, and she dreams of becoming a DJ. So she has to embrace her inner artist and pursue her dream. And it's an Indo-fusion movie about music and a young girl coming to embrace her inner artist and her love of music. So we're excited to shoot that movie here in Toronto.
And who is going to play the character of that girl?
A young girl named Avantika, And she is being joined by other cast members that will be announced in the very near future.
Well, good luck with that film. It sounds like it is going to be a winner for Disney Channel. And we'll talk more about your ongoing work with Disney Channel. Yep, very welcome. And in a little bit, we'll talk about your ongoing work with Disney Channel because you have a program development deal with them. But let's get to Secret Society of Second Born Rose. That is a tongue twister of a title. What led you to get involved with it as an executive producer?
By the way, first I have to say, great job on pronouncing the title. I love the way you take your time with the Secret Society of Second Born Royals. We had a lot of fun while we were shooting the movie, referring to it constantly. But I got involved. I read the script, and I loved it. And at the time, there was no director attached. And when they shared with me some of the people they were thinking of, one of the names on that list was Anna Mastro, who is someone that I'd been wanting to work with for years. And as soon as I saw her name on the list, I zeroed in and said, oh, my God, I love Anna. She'd be awesome for this. Let's go get her, and let's go make this movie. And that's how it all started.
What makes her special as a director that entices you to work with her?
She has a long history of, really presenting not sort of authentic teen voice. She also has a big background on doing a lot of action in her television work. Also, I had met her because she was long ago developing a project about the 70s music scene. And so I knew that she had, you know, a real handle on action, music, and female voices. And all of those elements, I think, certainly came to life on the Secret Society of Second Born Royals.
Mm-hmm. It sounds like this movie is going to create the kind of world, the kind of plot line that could easily become a franchise, similar to what Disney Channel has done with Zombies, with Descendants, now three original movies and counting, High School Musical. You can keep on with the track record. It's like all these franchises, and it looks like this one may be the beginning of another.
Well, fingers crossed. I sure hope so. They are a great group of actors, a wonderful world that we created that certainly lends itself to, you know, many adventures in the future, you know, with this great group of kids coming together and you know, fighting bad guys.
Mm-hmm. So what makes this society secret?
Well, our kids, they're an elite group of second-born royals. Each of them possess a special gene that gives them superhuman abilities. So because of that, they sort of operate behind the scenes. Imagine that the first-born royals are out there cutting ribbons and, you know, smiling for the cameras, but behind the scenes, our secret society with their superpowers are able to, you know, work in quiet and work anonymously behind the scenes.
We are speaking with Zan Devine. She's executive producer of, and you got to do slow on this, Secret Society of Second Born Royals. Otherwise, you're going to get your tongue in real trouble. And that's the new movie from Disney Plus, their latest original flick, and it'll be coming out on September 25th on smart TV sets and smart TV devices. And we are talking with the executive producer of the film. She's with us live from Toronto, Canada, and she's live with us this half hour on Tomorrow Will Be Televised. Tom Applebaum with you live from below where Toronto is, and that's New York City, where it is now 85 degrees at the top of the hour. If you have a question or comment for Zan, give us a call at 646-652-2906 or use our chat room, SimonApple04 by name. Monday on Tomorrow Will Be Televised, we have a very special 90-minute edition to complete this month on, month one of our 14th year on the air, I might add. We're doing 90 minutes at a special time, 2 hours later than normal, 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific. 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 Pacific. And we'll be bringing you people involved in not one, not two, but three special original series that will be starting next week. We'll kick it off with a series that's running next Friday, then one that starts on Thursday, then one that starts on Tuesday. The one that's starting a week from today is Away, the brand new Netflix series, the space drama starring two-time Oscar winner Hilary Swank. We will have an exclusive live interview with its showrunner and executive producer, Jessica Goldberg. If the name sounds familiar, a number of years ago she broke into television with her first created series, her first series for Hulu, which was a very, very big deal, and it had Aaron Paul Breaking Bad fame in it, in a very acclaimed role. Ran 3 seasons on Hulu. Jessica Goldberg from Away with Hilary Swank. She's our lead guest. Then we will have, from the new HBO Max series with Ridley Scott involved, first time as director, Raised by Wolves, we will have the creator and showrunner, Aaron Gutkowski. And from the new NBC medical drama, Transplant, that begins next Tuesday, creator and executive producer, Joseph Kay. The series started in Canada, did very well there. Now it's coming to the United States, starting on NBC's primetime schedule on Tuesday. And that is all coming up right here, 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific. That's all here on Tomorrow We Tell. And I apologize for screwing up the title from Jessica Goldberg. But I'll tell you, Jessica was wonderful. She did our show when she did that series, and we're looking forward to having her on doing Away. Dan, what was the instant challenge about doing Secret Society? What are the kinds of things that you and your crew wanted to do to make this special?
Well, you know, we were, you know, it's a secret society, right? So we're creating a whole new world of our country called Illyria. And so even though we shot in Toronto, you know, we never identified as shooting in Toronto because we were creating our country of Illyria. And Illyria, like the film, is sort of a combination of old and new. You know, we really had our eyes on looking for unusual architecture and marrying unusual contemporary architecture with a lot of these beautiful historical buildings in Toronto. So I think one of the big challenges of the movie was constantly creating a world that we wanted it to feel completely believable, but yet not at all like the city that we were actually in filming. By the way, that Aaron Paul series, I think, was called The Path.
That's it, The Path. Sorry about that. Jessica, I'm sorry about that. I'll have it straight for you when we have you on Monday. And a great series, by the way, too, it was, Anna. It was just really fantastic. Jessica, this was her first series ever on television, and it was a breakthrough for her and a breakthrough for Hulu also.
Yeah.
It was one of the first original shows.
Yeah, awesome. Anyway, so that was one of the big challenges and one of the big thrills of being able to work in Toronto was that as a city it provided us with so many options to really create our fictitious world of Illyria and have it feel like we were in a whole different country.
Mm-hmm. And you have a budding Disney Channel star in one of the key roles.
We did, Peyton Elizabeth Lee, who was the star on Andy Mack. And she is the star of our movie. She plays Sam, our central character. And she was, you know, she's an extraordinarily talented young actor, not so young anymore. I think she's 16 now. And she, you know, really anchors the movie as our lead character who, you know, her older sister is about to become queen and she's a rebel and she feels like she doesn't fit in. And, of course, she quickly comes to find that she finds the place where she finally fits in is with her fellow second-born royals as they discover in the movie that they go off to the secret society and that, you know, that's where they take their training and they discover their powers and friendship and they then, you know, go off on adventures to take down the bad guy.
Peyton, then, was so good on Andy Mack, really one of the great groundbreaking series, not only for Disney Channel but for children's television. And a lot of people missed that show.
Yeah.
It was so well done. So we'll put together. What's it like
totally
for
agree.
Her to transition? Mm-hmm. What's it like for her to totally transition from being a modern character into somebody
mm-hmm.
that who's operating in a fantasy world? Was there any, and that goes not only for her, but also for everybody else in the cast.
Well, you know, I think all the cast brought with them, you know, their sort of grounded reality of their lives as real teenagers, and they brought that those feelings to their character. And even though our world was a fictitious world of Illyria, a country that doesn't exist, the characters they played were very grounded. You know, they each had their own backstory of, you know, what was their story about how they felt about being a second-born royal. And as a result, we were able to really tease out, you know, some of the themes of the movie about, you know, that everybody's special and that your unique powers, and the powers, of course, is a metaphor for what makes you unique as an individual. And whether you're firstborn or, in this case, the secondborn, always feeling like, you know, they were never quite good enough, each of these kids discovers, in fact, that they not only are good enough, but they're great.
As you were shooting this in Toronto, which is your hometown, were there any specific places that you wanted to make sure we must do this scene here or we must do this scene there?
You know, it's so funny. We did a lot of shooting at the University of Toronto, which was my fantasy school to attend when I was growing up here, but I left right after high school, and so I never actually got there. So when we were on campus filming, I definitely had that moment of like, I could have gone here. It's such a beautiful campus, amazing architecture, amazing buildings, and we had a great time filming out there.
Mm-hmm. Well, you mentioned Peyton Lee. With these franchises for Disney Channel and Disney Plus, like Descendants, like Zombies, there's always one or two people who somehow come out of the woodwork and voila, start. I think of Descendants, where Dove Cameron, for example, was the major star, but Sophia Carson was the person that this triple threat singer, dancer, actress came on the scene, burst, and look at the career she has now. Do you see anybody in the cast also that may be on that that trajectory?
Well, look, I mean, the five kids who create the secret society, each one of them is very special, really unique, really interesting. They've all worked on different shows around, so I think our American audience will be somewhat familiar with them. You know, Niles Fitch is one of the stars of This Is Us, and Isabella Thomas works on Once Upon a Time, but a young woman named Olivia Diebel, she's coming over from Australia. So I think probably she's going to be someone that will be new to audiences, and she plays the character of Princess Roxana, and she is quite special, and we're excited to show her to, you know, North American audiences, and also the rest of the cast are all really quite terrific.
Mm-hmm. One of your earlier...
Plus, I got to give a shout-out to our... Sorry, what?
Okay,
I was
going
to give a shout out to our adult characters, who are also, you know, were such a pleasure to work with and added so much fun to the cast. Whether it was Elodie Young playing Catherine, the queen, and the of Sam's mom, or Skylar Astin playing James, and Skylar's, you know, currently can be seen in another incredible TV series, Zoe's Extraordinary Playlist. Skylar was great fun to work with on the show as well.
And by the way, kudos to NBC for renewing the show. Even despite the ratings, it was great to see that they saw how super it was in terms of concept, that they kept it. They are keeping it going again for a second season. It's gotten some Emmy nominations, and hopefully they'll get some buzz and more audience.
Couldn't agree with you more. Yeah, we love that show. And also, if I may, the creator of Zoe's Extraordinary Playlist is also one of the writers of the Secret Society of Second Born Royals.
Mm. You've had the experience of that's great, and congratulations for having that person aboard with your project. You've had the experience of both bringing a new world to life for Disney Channel, but also you adapted a very popular animated series for Disney Channel, Kim Possible. How do you contrast the two experiences, adapting a Disney Channel animated star for live action versus creating a whole new world that could become a franchise?
Great question. I mean, you know, Kim Possible, right? Who didn't love Kim Possible? So the fun of making that show was always looking back at the original animated show and trying to create a new interpretation of it, but yet at the same time always kind of looking over our shoulder and winking to the past of some of the things we all loved about the show. You know, we had Easter eggs hidden all over in all the sets and various pieces of wardrobe and, you know, callbacks that I think if you were a fan of the show, you could look at the live action and go, wait a minute, I recognize that. So there was a great deal of fun in imagining that. Doing Secret Society, you know, we were creating a world that didn't exist. It was a fantasy world. And so the challenge of trying to make sure that we were grounded while at the same time sort of, you know, piecing together this world, whether it was how we created you know, the signage, or whether or not we decided which building should be beside each other, or what did the flag look like. You know, all these things you don't think about but when you're creating a country to present it in a world where it feels grounded. Funnily enough, on Kim Possible, we were also the same thing. We were constantly trying to make it feel grounded despite the fact that we were telling this, you know, fantastical story about this young girl.
Secret Society, Second Born Royal, the Disney Plus's new original movie. It premieres on September 25th. Disney Plus available on smart TV sets and smart devices all over the place. We got executive producer Zane Devine with us live from Toronto, Canada. This half hour on Tomorrow will be televised. Sam Applebaum with you live from Nueva York. Good to have you aboard. 85 degrees at the top of the hour. Yes, we are going to get the remnant of Tropical Storm, now Tropical Storm, our depression, Laura. By the way, our hearts go out to everybody in Texas and Louisiana who's impacted by that hurricane, which ended up in Category 4 when it landed a few days ago. And hopefully here in New York we will not get the kind of damage that is down there. And so keep a thought in mind for all those people down there this weekend. They're going to get the help they need, I'm sure, very, very soon. If you have a question or comment in our many moments with Zane, give us a call, 646-652-2906, or use our chat room, SimonApple04 by name. Coming up our next half hour, we've got a brand-new classic trivia segment winner. You'll find who it is, and you'll get the answer to our question, and that's coming up along with our next guest in our second half hour. So stay tuned for all of that. You've had the experience of doing both movies for the screen and movies for television. What do you like about the fact that you have that kind of career where you can go back and forth between the two?
Well, certainly the great people I get to work with is the first thing that comes to mind. You know, the movies as we knew them traditionally, you know, there's nothing like sitting there in a movie theater with and trying to tell a story and present that, which is super fun. I will say making these movies for television, these Disney Channel original movies, or, you know, this Secret Society is premiering on Plus as its first platform. You know, they are... you know, we approach them in really, frankly, the same way that I approach any feature film. Our intention is the same. Our attempt at creating a big world, a visual world, you know, great performances, serious thought going into, you know, art direction, wardrobe, music, et cetera. You know, we fortunately have the resources to tell a big story and, you know, having the platform, knowing that you're going to finish the movie and it's going to land on the platform right away with a big sort of wide release and many people being able to access it is a really fantastic, great thing as a filmmaker to know that, you know, your hard work is going to be seen right away.
Mm-hmm. A number of people who have done Disney Channel films have also done series, either for Disney Channel or other places. Deborah Martin Chase, for example, comes to mind, who did the Cheetah Girls movie and has done series and the movie since. Any thoughts about at some point, because you have the program development deal with Disney Channel, about doing an original series?
Yes. Yeah, I can't wait. You know, I've been sort of back to back with these two movies. You know, I was finishing Secret Society when we started Spin. So I haven't had the time to focus on developing a series, but I would love to do one, especially when you look at the series that are on channel and that are being done for Plus. I think there's, you know, great opportunity for either taking some old titles within the Disney family and rethinking them, reimagining them, or bringing them some, you know, new series that, you know, based on original IP.
Well, what do you think about Plus now that it's coming into the twilight of its first year and The Mandalorian has become a breakout hit, up for a lot of Emmy Awards next month, Diary of a Female President, a number of interesting movies, getting Hamilton, getting the new animal film that just came out, the one and only, that has apparently done very, very well, Artemis Fowl. It just seems that they have been, from the get-go, on a roll as a mega programming service.
Totally agree. Yeah, it's been really fun to be part of that family and part of that platform, seeing it launch and, you know, knowing that Secret Society is rolling right into, I feel like, you know, Hamilton just, you know, opened the doors and will just, like, slide right after. And all those people who were new to the platform to see Hamilton, you know, who are now members are, you know, hopefully going to have the opportunity to hear about Secret Society and see it and love it as much as we do. But it's exciting to be there, I will say, whether, and, you know, you pointed out some of the highlights. They also have a film called Stargirl that came out last year, which was really darling, and, you know, a lot more content that is in the pipeline, soon to be announced and soon to be on that platform.
And that includes, at long last, the new Marvel live-action series that will be coming out.
Yep.
I know some of them are now in production and others to come. And it looks like from early clips that might be the next big super blast for Disney Plus. What do you like?
Yep.
Before we go, what do you like about doing having that flexibility again to do both movies for the screen? By the way, how is the Toronto scene in terms of getting movie theaters open? Today's the day that a lot of movie theaters around the country, with the exception, unfortunately, of New York City, had movie theaters open for the first time in 5-6 months because of the pandemic. What is the scene like, by the way, in terms of the theater scene in Toronto?
Well, I actually don't know. I came here from Los Angeles 5 days ago, so I'm still in quarantine for another 11 days. So I haven't been out. I don't really know. I can tell you what my view is like, but I can't really tell you what the city feels like much. You know, look, I think people are excited to have the possibility of returning to the movies, because who doesn't love the movies? And at the same time, everyone's mindful about staying safe and making good choices that create an environment where, you know, we can get ahead of this pandemic and control it.
Yeah. By the way, if you when you decide you're going to do a television series, have you thought about what concept you'd like to do? Would you like to be in the fantasy science fiction genre realm? Do you want to try something totally different, comedy, contemporary drama? Have you thoughts about that?
Yep, I love comedy. You know, I really love stories that have strong female protagonists. You know, when I look back at my career and think some of my favorite movies seem to come back around to focusing on, you know, a female protagonist on a journey, whether it starts with, you know, 10 years ago I produced Easy A with Emma Stone as a movie, or even, you know, Kim Possible. I joke that it's my legacy will be movies starring redheads. You know, Secret Society is built around Sam and her journey as a young, rebellious woman coming into her own. Spin is about a young girl, you know, trying to get to the truth of who she is and having the brave interior journey to chase her dreams. And I'd love to come up with a series that is both funny and, you know, has a girl at the middle of it, you know, going through the adventures with sort of, you know, a brave inner strength and humor that I think makes the world a better place.
And incidentally, if you've never seen Easy A, you do see it. It's a wonderful film. Congratulations on producing that film. It turned out to be a very big sleeper and still drawing, wherever it's played, still drawing wonderful attention.
Yeah, thank you.
You're very
even
welcome.
Itanya, in her own special way.
Yeah, absolutely. Oscar nominated, by the way, too. Terrific movie. Also, playing somewhere in the world of smart TV sets and smart TV devices for sure. Again, Disney Plus is where you can find Secret Society of Second Born Royals. It premieres on September 25th. Disney Plus available on smart TV sets and smart devices. And for more details about the service online, go to www.disneyplus.com. That's www.disneyplus, spell it out, PLUS.com. And also, coming up in the latest year, 2021, the new Disney Channel movie, Spin, and will also be executive produced by our guest this first half hour, Zan Devine. Zan, congratulations on getting both movies going. Good luck with this with Secret Society. May end up being the next Disney Plus franchise, and also very best with Spin. And when that movie's ready to go out on Disney Channel, we'd love to have you come back.
Great. Thank you, Simon. I'd love to come back. Thanks for having me. Have a great day.
You're very, very welcome. You too. Enjoy the weekend.
Okay. Thank you. See you soon.
Zan Devine, executive producer of Secret Society of Second Born Royals, coming to Disney Plus September 25th and joining us live from Toronto, Canada. More tomorrow, televised coming away, but first some more to the fine folks at audible.com. Nora Roberts, the very popular author, has a brand new audiobook for you. It's called Hideaway, and that could be your entryway to the wonderful world of audiobooks through audible.com. You know, audible.com is the leading provider of spoken digital audio entertainment, information, inspiration. Over 200,000 titles to choose from. And you can listen to them on any device, including whatever you're hearing us on right now, at Blog Talk Radio, Spreaker, TuneIn Radio, or iHeartRadio. All you have to do is sign up at audibletrial.com/televised. audibletrial.com/televised. You get one free audio book. For a limited time only, you get health and wellness information that could make a difference in your life. And with your one-month trial, you get great customer service from Audible's parent, Amazon.com. So how about having today or this weekend, for you or someone you love, be the time that you discover, or someone you love, that audible.com can transform the way you or they can hear the world. And believe me, it will be a transforming experience. So once again, for all the details, audibletrial.com /televised. Coming up in our next half hour, yes, there was another pilot that was showcased at the American Black Film Festival this week, and we've got the big story about it called Frederick Douglass Fulmer, creator-producer Washington Turk joins me here in New York, plus our new classic trivia winner, and it's all happening after we pause at the bottom of the hour for web identification. You're connected to the best internet radio on the planet, www.blogtalkradio.com/speaker/tuner/radio, and we're also on the iRadio Podcast Network. Blog Talk Radio, Speaker, Tuner Radio, together, reach over 45 million listeners around the world every month and growing. Tomorrow on Blog Talk, it's the Caribbean Radio Show, one of the longest-running series. Caribbean Radio Show takes place tomorrow, 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific. That's tomorrow, 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific. Great sounds of the Caribbean on the Caribbean Radio Show right here on Blog Talk Radio. And remember, Best VCR always available to you 24/7 at YouTube.com. Welcome back to the second half of Tomorrow's Show Live for this Friday afternoon of August 2020. Simon Applebaum with you live from New York. Happy you are aboard. 85 degrees at the top of the hour. And if you have questions or comments for our next guest, give us a ring, 646-652-2906, or use our chat room, SimonApple04 by name. Over a week and a half ago, we had a guest who had a pilot called FAM that we showcased at the American Black Film Festival, the first one done virtually. Then Anthony Williams, who had a great, by the way, response to that episode on our program. Well, as it turned out, there's at least another pilot that was shown this week at that virtual festival. It's called Frederick Douglass Boulevard. And joining us to talk about it is its creator and producer, live from New York, Washington Kirk. Washington, thanks for coming on board.
Oh, thank you so much for having me, man. What a gift.
Thank you. A pleasure, and thank you for the thought. Frederick Douglass Boulevard, tell us about it.
Frederick Douglass Boulevard, well, you got to get the full title in there. It's a long one, so brace yourself. It's Frederick Douglass Boulevard, a.k.a. Food and Drink Boulevard, a.k.a. FDB, and it is a black comedy, no pun intended, about one couple's ambivalence at the gentrification of Harlem and the ludicrous, some might say ridiculous, others futile, scheme to degentrify Harlem.
This seems to be an episode of long titles after our episode of how long ago did you create the program? What inspired you to create it? Absolutely. Washington, what led you to create the series?
I guess let's go back to 2014. So I'm a Harlemite, and I've lived in the neighborhood for on and off for about 16 years now. And I left for a stretch to go to grad school, actually, for acting in San Diego, California. And I came back in 2014, and I had developed a bit of a coffee habit after grad school. And this new kind of bougie coffee house that had opened not too far from my place. So I dipped in, and I'm in this joint, and I'm looking around, and I am the only black person in the coffee house. And, I mean, customer, staff, otherwise. And it made me feel a kind of way. And by a kind of way, it made me pissed. And I could feel a little surge of rage bubbling up, and I wanted to tap the customer ahead of me on the shoulder and let them know what I thought about the situation, because there was also nothing in the coffee house that would identify it as operating in Harlem, the most famous black neighborhood in the world for much of the 20th century. But as soon as I felt this sort of surge of anger or rage, then a certain wave of shame kind of washed over me. And it was knocked me off balance. And then my sort of like storyteller instinct kicked in, and I was like, well, that might be a juicy place from which to tell a story. And it certainly, through storytelling, I think I could sort of unpack those two very intense feelings that I had just experienced in rapid succession that were very different. So that was the genesis of the project.
And how long did it take Washington to pull the pilot together, get your production crew, get your cast, and film it? I guess you did film it in Harlem.
I did. I filmed it entirely in Harlem. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, you're coming through fine.
Okay. Yeah, shot entirely in Harlem. I wrote the pilot in 2015. And Simon, I got to tell you, there were probably a double-digit number of failed fundraising attempts to raise money to make this thing. And then finally in 2017, I took a bit of a different approach and went to a handful of very close friends and asked for considerably more money than I had thought possible. And they came through for me and, you know, casted it fairly quickly. You know, I'm an actor. I've been hustling in that way in the city for a while. So I know a lot of excellent actors to pull from. So we pulled it together, the cast together pretty quickly, and I was able to shoot it, most of it at least, in March of 2018. We had a day of pickups in the fall, I believe September, and then, yeah, I kind of exhausted the budget and had to go back to the well and raise a little bit more money for post. And so the edit didn't get done until June 2019, thereabouts.
Who played the couple in the cast? And did it take a long time to find people you thought would be perfect for the roles?
Well, you know, Simon, I made the decision to cast myself in the lead as the husband, and then a friend of mine as my wife. But it did not take too long to find actors because I know a lot of actors, and I wrote towards some actors that I knew, and yeah, I have some solid relationships, it turns out, with some fellow actors, so they were willing, if not eager, to jump on board and help me out, you know?
And we're going to talk more about that, because I think you worked with an actor that was on this program a couple of years ago, and somebody that I knew from way back when. We'll talk about that in a second. We're speaking with Washington Kirk. He is the creator, producer, and co-star of Frederick Douglass Boulevard, which was one of the TV pilots that was shown at the American Black Film Festival, first ever virtual edition, this past week. He joins me here in New York this half hour on Tomorrow Will Be Televised. Simon Abraham with you live from New York. Happy to have you aboard on this Friday of August 2020. Have a question or comment for Washington? Well, make the call, 646-652-2906, and interact with us. Or use our chat room, SimonApple041. Once again, a big finish to August 2020 coming your way on Monday, 90-minute edition, 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific. It's 2 hours later than our normal start time. On the program, Jessica Goldberg, the showrunner of the brand new Netflix series Away, that premieres 1 week from today, starring two-time Oscar winner Hilary Swank. Then, Aaron Zizikowski, the creator and showrunner of Raised by Wolves, a series that originally was going to be on TNT, but is going to be on HBO Max starting next Thursday, with the first two episodes directed by Ridley Scott. And finally, from the new NBC medical drama that started in Canada earlier this year, now coming to the United States, Transplant, creator, executive producer Joseph Kay. What a blockbuster show. And that's all coming your way Monday at a special time, 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific. And all our guests will be live, so you can talk with them by chat room or by phone. Tune in, 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific, exclusively on Tomorrow We Televise next Monday. I believe that one of the actors you worked with is somebody that originally was a newscaster in Washington, D.C. His name is Ron Canada.
Mr.
He was
Canada.
A special newscaster in Washington, D.C. We had him on when he was about to do the role of the network executive in Network, the acclaimed adaptation of the film with Bryan Cranston. And he was wonderful to have him on. Let's talk about how he decided to go from being a newscaster to an actor. He was seen all over the place on television shows based in New York, like Law and Order, in different roles, including a very memorable episode that I think a lot of people remember from when they see that that particular time. But he was really marvelous, and I understand you you had him in this pilot.
I did. I lucked out. Mr. Canada was generous enough to say yes. We had the same representation for a minute, so I made it a point, you know, at the occasional cocktail party, you know, to be a nuisance and kind of, you know, tug on his coattails a little bit and ask him about the business and let him know what a big fan of his work, that how big of a fan I was of his work. And before he said yes, he invited me up to Harlem to have coffee at a little coffee house by his place. And we had a great conversation, and I was talking his ear off, and I must have said something that that resonated with him, because shortly thereafter he said yes, you know, woke up at the crack of dawn to shoot this thing, and he's in the bodega scene. And when I tell you that this is the platonic ideal of a New York bodega with persons of questionable repute, I'll put it that way, you know, banging on the door to let them in, to get their stuff. And Mr. Canada just, he handled the chaos with a lot of grace. And, yeah, we were just very fortunate to have him on board. I can't thank him enough.
Mm-hmm. By the way, he was a terrific journalist. He was at WJLN, Washington, D.C. I used to see him regularly when he was reporting for that station. Well, I was a student at American University in Washington. And he was just marvelous. And like I said, he's one of the very few journalists who became an actor and was able to be very successful at it, especially with TV shows based here in New York. And again, if you ever see that Loner episode where he has a great courtroom scene playing a witness, it is truly magical television. It's one of his best performances. And he did very well, too, in Network, which got several Tony nominations, obviously, for Bryan Cranston's performance and for others, too. Tatiana Maslany from Orphan Black was in the playing the Faye Dunaway role on the screen. Just tremendous. When you finally got your actors together, Ron included, what did you tell them about how you wanted them to play these characters, how they wanted to bring out the satire that you wanted?
You know, I'm a big believer in playing it as straight as you can, and hopefully the writing will support it and the comedy will come through. I was lucky enough to assemble a bunch of really good actors, and so I did not have to tell them much. And it was, I being an actor myself, like I want the actors to play. And I trust them to fulfill the role, you know. So I take no responsibility for the what I think were outstanding performances in it. How about that?
Okay, take that. So how did this pilot get into ABFF? We knew that we had Anthony Williams on, who did FAM, that's F period, A period, M period, a week and a half ago. Because ABFF, which has spotlighted television through panel sessions and other ways in the past, does not have a TV pilot category, unlike Tribeca Film Festival, which is not a TV pilot or episodic TV. So how did it get into the festival?
Dumb luck, Simon. What can I say? What can I say? I have a horseshoe lodged where the sun don't shine, so to speak. Hey, man, I mean, we got lucky. I mean, I guess my first stroke of good luck was last fall when Urban World selected the project to screen at its festival in town. And then from there, you know, I had a string of yeses. CineQuest out in San Jose, River Run down in Carolina, and all that to say, I've had a good number of no's as well, but the ABFF was a surprise and a welcome one, and I'm very lucky, and I couldn't be more grateful to Jeff and Nicole for saying yes, and I have some good news coming down the pipe. With some other festivals, but I got to keep that to myself for now.
Ooh.
So we're on a roll. We're on a roll, man.
Mm-hmm. before we pry into that, if we can, what kind of feedback have you? And by the way, Jeff and Nicole, we're talking about Jeff and Nicole Friday, who are the founders, the husband and wife couple, who are the founders of American Black Film Festival. And congratulations to them, by the way, for this first ever virtual edition, pulling it together and making it happen. What kind of feedback have you gotten from people who have seen the pilot all week long?
You know, fortunately, the people that don't like it probably don't speak up. So the response I've gotten has been uniformly positive. People find it funny. People have told me that, you know, they've watched it a second time and have picked up on things that escaped them the first time around. I've been told that it's smart, which I appreciate. So yeah, man, the response has been really, it's been really positive. It's been really, it's lifted my spirits, man. And this week has been a bizarre one with everything going on in the country, frankly. So my experience with ABFF has been a real bomb in that regard there.
Along the way this week, here comes the prime, sort of spoiler alert, are you getting any nibbles from any programming services about turning your pilot into a series?
There have been some people sniffing around prior to ABFF. I hope that they will continue to sniff after the festival comes to a close on Sunday. How about that?
Hopefully good things coming from it.
I hope so, man.
And before we leave ABFF, I want to make a special comment. This week, ABFF has announced two projects. One is a new programming service, that the pay-per-view video on demand, that will present feature films, narratives, documentaries, et cetera, available first on computers and on laptops. And the second, which was announced yesterday, I believe, is a new project dealing with social justice. Again, a service that will deal with films and so forth. A couple of thoughts. First of all, congratulations to ABFF on doing that. Secondly, I hope that in quick order, one, that they will include television programs, either pilots for TV series like Frederick Douglass Boulevard, or to commission original TV series on either service, and B, that they use smart TV sets and smart TV devices, which they are not doing, at least as far as I know initially. I think that's an unfortunate mistake, because 80% of all U.S. households now have these smart TV sets and smart devices. They are watching billions of hours of content on them. This might be the easiest way to reach viewers, and I really hope that that the powers that be that are not allowing both of these projects to go on smart TV sets and smart devices will get on them. And we all hope, and I hope that once that happens, we would love to have Jeff and Nicole on. Jeff was on our show a long time ago when the ABFF was based here in New York, and I hope that we can get both Jeff and Nicole on and talk about these two projects. They're very worthwhile. I just hope the TV can be part of it. I think it would be a fantastic opportunity for producers and creators like you to get either shows commissioned or to get the pilots seen before a wider audience. So stay tuned. We'll see if that happens. We're speaking with Washington Kirk. He is the creator, producer, co-star of Frederick Douglass Boulevard, et cetera, that has been screening at the American Black Film Festival's first ever virtual edition, which I guess continues through this weekend. And we'll tell you, by the way, how to find out more about that and about the other products being shown at AM in a little bit. Also coming up shortly, our Classic Trivia Questions segment. We have a brand new winner, and we'll give you the answer to the question we introduced this past Monday. So stay tuned for that. Washington, with this experience, do you want to do more on television? Do you have ideas for future pilots or for future TV series?
I do. I have another pilot that I've been working on for the past, I don't know, year and a half, something like that. And I'm also furiously trying to finish a feature, and I have a deadline looming. So I'm busy, man. Unfortunately, lost my childcare this week, which is another thing on my plate this week, Simon. I tell you what, man, when it rains, it pours. But I'm writing some other stuff.
Same idea, comedy, or do you want to veer into something different?
I think I have a decidedly comedic voice. The pilot is an hour, call it a dramedy. I find it humorous. It's essentially a reimagining of the Obama presidency. If he revealed himself to share many of the same qualities as our current president, and that's called Black America, America spelled AmericaKa, and then I'm working on a and in the future that I'm trying to finish, man, is it's kind of broadly about racial performance, and it follows an actor a little bit in the business, but also kind of follows him home after a professional setback to sort of lick his wounds. And that's so those are the two main ones that I'm working on in addition to Food and Drink Boulevard.
Yeah. Will Frederick Doug's Boulevard be shown at other festivals, whether they are virtual or live, such as Urban World, which I believe takes place next month here in New York? And what about other festivals before the end of the year?
Yes, it will be. But I am not at liberty to say which festivals. It will be at some other festivals. Yes.
And by the way, what I said about ABFF also for Urban World too. I think they're both marvelous festivals. Urban World put together a TV category. It's time for a TV series category. Other film festivals are doing it for episodic television. Both ABFF and Urban World should both have TV categories. I know they do digital, but it's also time to do TV series because that's where a lot of action is at, and that would be really, really great. Again, the pilot is called Frederick Douglass Boulevard, and you can still see it at the first ever American Black Film Festival virtual edition. You can also see the other TV pilot that's also in play called FAM by its creator and lead actor, similar situation to Frederick Douglass, Anthony Williams. If you want to know more about the festival and all the different things that they're showing, which will continue, I think, through the weekend, here's where you go online, www.abff.com. That's www.abff.com. That's where you can also find out about the brand-new pay-per-view service and also the Social Justice Party that was announced earlier this week. Once again, www.abff.com. And for Urban World, I believe it's also urbanworld.com. Frederick Douglass Boulevard, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, playing through this weekend at the first ever virtual American Black Film Festival. Again, congratulations to Jeff, Nicole Friday, and all the crew there for a really great deal to pull off a virtual edition of what's been a terrific festival. And I again hope that they will do more in terms of a TV series category. It's time. Washington Kirk, creator, producer, co-star of your pilot, congratulations on having it happen at ABFF. Hopefully it becomes a series down the road. If it does, or one of your other projects happens that way, we would more than happy we'd love to have you back on. It's been a treat having you on today.
I promise if that happens, I will come back. Thank you so much, Simon. It's been fun.
You're very welcome. You're very welcome, Washington. All the greatest. Take care. Enjoy the weekend.
You too. Take care. Thanks again.
Washington Kirk, creator, producer, and co-star of Frederick Douglass Boulevard, joining us live here in New York. And by the way, if you want to hear the interview that we do with Anthony Williams, the creator and lead actor of FAM, also being shown at the American Black Film Festival, you can go to our homepage, blogtalkradio.com/televised. That's www.blogtalkradio.com/televised. Or on the episode, Joanna Johnson, the executive producer and creator of Love in the Time of Corona, that was on this past weekend on Reform. Now it's time for our classic trivia question of the week segment, and we have a new winner, our first winner in the last 2.5 weeks. He's Joseph Anastasio of Lewes, that's L-E-W-E-S, Delaware. That's Joseph Anastasio of Lewes, Delaware, and he is winning for the correct answer. Personally, that included the book by Robert Bargara and also the Cesar Millan Nat Geo Wild video. The question that he answered, name the original daughter on Make Room for Daddy, a.k.a. The Danny Thomas Show. The answer, Shelley Jackson. She was on the program for the first three and a half years when the original wife on the show of Danny Thomas was the Oscar-nominated star of Singing in the Rain, Jean Hagen, one of the Best Supporting Actress nomination for that sensational role. Every time I see Singing in the Rain, I love the Lena Dunham character more and more, and Jean Hagen really showed how great an actress she was, as well as her performance in The Asphalt Jungle opposite Sterling Hayden. Anyway, Disney played by Sherry Jackson, very talented child star. She was on Make Room for Daddy for the first 3.5 years. Then when Gene Hayden was left off the show, she left, I think, in the middle of season 4. Then came back in season 5 when Angela Cartwright was introduced as an adopted daughter and Marjorie Lord was introduced as Danny Thomas's new wife. She stayed on for that that first season of the Under the Danny Thomas Show credit. And then, unfortunately, left. And has had a great career ever since. And she's still alive, by the way. Sherry Jackson, that's our answer to our classic trivia question. Congratulations to Joseph Anastasio of Rouge, Delaware. Your prizes are already in the mail, and I hope you enjoy them. You should get them next week. Well, a brand-new classic trivia question for you on Monday's show. And remember, if you know the answer, email me, simonapple04@yahoo.com. It's simonapple04@yahoo.com. And remember, email the answer. We have sometimes people who give us the answer on Facebook, and we tell them, you got to email the answer. That's how the game is played. We had somebody, by the way, who did that. We got the email answer, the Facebook answer today, and I had to say, thank you for the answer, but somebody beat you to it first. But I hope he plays along on our next program. So once again, listen to our show on Monday at a special time, 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific. Watch for the classic trivia or hear the classic trivia question. And if you're first with the correct answer, you'll win the prize that we'll have for you at that time. Remember, email simonapple04@yahoo.com. It's simonapple04@yahoo.com. And don't forget when you email, put down your name and your full mailing address. It makes the mailing process much, much easier. So once again, I want to thank both of our guests for being here. Thank all of you for tuning in. Also want to thank our guests from our episode on Monday, Jeremy Gerlich, the producer director of the new Hulu series, The Binge, which premiered earlier today, and Joe Gerling and Lori Mathur Welch from Find Me in Paris, which is on Hulu in its second week. We had a great time with them on Monday. Your response, by the way, that episode was just fantastic. We've had over 60 replays, and they're keeping on coming, so thank you so much for that. Remember, we're back with you on Monday, 2 hours later than normal, 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific. Our special guest for this 90-minute blockbuster edition wrapping up August, Jessica Goldberg, showrunner and executive producer of the new Netflix series premiering 1 week from today, Away, starring two-time Oscar winner Hilary Swank. And Zukowski, the creator and showrunner of Raised by Wolves, the new Ridley Scott-organized new series on HBO Max that premieres next Thursday, and from the new NBC hospital drama Transplant, coming from Canada, that premieres there early this year, now on starting Tuesday night, creator and executive producer Joseph Kay. It's all coming your way Monday, special time, 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific, right here on Tomorrow Be Televised. If you came in late on today's program and you want to catch up on the episode or other episodes you've missed throughout this month, that's month one of our 14th year on the air, well, go to our homepage, blogtalkradio.com/televised, blogtalkradio.com/televised, or check out the podcast version. It's available 24/7 throughout the weekend on iTunes, Apple TV, the Speaker Podcast app, also on TuneIn.com and iHeartRadio.com. Don't forget, we'd love to hear from you. Email me, simonapple04@yahoo.com. Find me on Facebook, follow me on Twitter at UBCSimonTWT. However you get the communication going, we respond in kind. Why? Because what you say matters. The views expressed here are those of the participants, not to those of Blog Talk Radio and other distributors of this program. Our production associate, Mandolin, Andy Toad's Blog Talk Radio's general manager, with Jay Sonberg, head of content, and the co-founder of BTR, Al Levy, and Bob Karish. Tomorrow's show is brought to you by Audible.com and Amazon Division. Remember, Audible transformed the way you hear the world. Don't forget, for a free audiobook, 1 month trial, and more, it's audibletrial.com/televised. Makes a great gift for somebody you know as well as yourself. But tomorrow we televise, I'm Simon Applebaum in New York. Thank you for having a fantastic weekend. We're back on Monday, special time, 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific, you know where, Blog Talk Radio, Speaker, Twitter Radio, and the iHeartRadio Podcast Network. Again, have a wonderful weekend. Please keep a thought in mind for everybody who dealt with the Hurricane Laura in Texas and Louisiana. Hopefully they will recover as fast as possible. And remember, let's live this pandemic wherever you are. Follow those guidelines and let this pandemic once and forever. Until next time, stay well and stay tuned.